I don't know about you, but for me, January is one of my favorite months of the year. Cool weather, New Year's resolution, and being able to view the coho salmon in Marin County. Joining us now on the KSRO Live Line is the Chief Interpretation and Resource Education for Point Reyes National Seashore, John Delosa. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's January, and it's cool outside.
Cool and wet, yes.
Cool and wet. Tell our viewers exactly what is behind the coho salmon this year as they make their appearance again.
Absolutely. So for thousands of years, both coho salmon and steelhead trout in the winter months finish their life cycles and come back and spawn in the streams where they originated some 2 to 3 years prior. And so what we see every year, dependent on rain, of course, are these fish coming back upstream, creating what are called reds, that's REDDS, which are scrapes that the females make in the gravel with their tail to then deposit the eggs so they get fertilized and a whole new crop of both coho salmon and steelhead trout will start all over again.
Can you tell us what it's like to raise these salmon, from juveniles to adulthood?
Well, raising them is something that does not take place out here because this is more of the natural process. So what we've done since the late 90s is we've tried to improve the freshwater habitat for these two fish species that were both listed as federally threatened species back in 96-97. And so by providing the habitat that was partly lost due to a whole number of issues, back probably somewhere around the 1940s, there were probably over 500,000 of these fish that would then migrate out. Those numbers have seriously declined over the years, and we're slowly but surely trying to build those numbers back up. Now, knowing how dry December was in Marin and Sonoma County, we were pretty concerned. We were looking for these reds or these nests and not really finding very many of them, which was a big concern. But that little pulse of rain that we got in early January, and out here in West Marin, it was about 6 inches of rain, has now brought those numbers back up to somewhere around the average number of reds or nests that we see. So it's definitely a promising sign. And there are a couple of pretty good locations where people can still come out till probably mid or late February to see these fish spawn.
What kind of locations are we talking about? I was reading one that was along Lagunitas Creek, correct?
Yes. In fact, probably the best viewing area is at a place called the Leo Cronin Fish Viewing Area, which is right on Lagunitas Creek on Sir Francis Drake Highway. Pretty easy to find. You could go either to the Point Reyes National Seashore website or the Marin Municipal Water District website and find information. If you simply Googled Leo Cronin Fish Viewing Area, it'll give you a map and some history of that area. But there's a small parking lot and then a couple of access points with bridges that go right over Lagunitas Creek. And I will say, a couple of weeks ago, when we did have that rain, there was some very intense activity watching these adult salmon spawning upstream. And the water is not very deep, certainly at this point in time. Like I said, we've had very little rain so far.
Is that going to make it harder then for the salmon to complete their migration, just the fact that there's been a lack of rain?
That can make it incredibly hard, and our hope is that, you know, the rainfall we did get a couple of weeks ago was a huge plus. That pulse of fresh water that goes back out towards Tomales Bay, for example, is oftentimes what will stimulate these fish to then move upstream and spawn. So, you know, we're hoping that the rest of January and parts of February will still get some more storms. And the real heavy storms can also be a negative impact. It, you know, clouds the water. The water's got such force that it can push those reds or those nests, you know, completely dishevel them. So, you know, we're hoping more rain and small pulses will help the rest of this spawning season continue.
Is there anything that that your department can do to kind of help this along, such as release more water into waterways to kind of help the salmon?
You know, there's a multitude of agencies that would be involved with that kind of activity, but more often than not, you know, we will, and it's a cycle. And in the natural cycle, you know, we do have droughts in California, and there are years where there's very little water and the numbers are low, which 2 to 3 years after that period would mean there'd be a small pulse of fish coming back. So we try to keep that natural cycle. But like I mentioned earlier, what the National Park Service has done over the years is we've created what are called weirs. And so these are pools of water where fish can jump small distances and migrate upstream. Until we had built those weirs out of rock, they had a very difficult time migrating back upstream. So over the years, the various agencies out here have worked together to put these different kinds of plans and strategies in place to help these fish.
Seems like definitely a great concerted effort. Now, for people, we're almost out of time, but for people who do plan on going out and viewing these coho salmon at these designated spots, can you kind of give us some advice, like what we should not be doing? Should we be screaming at our top of our lungs, is basically what I'm asking.
Yeah, I think the fish might look back at you and think that's a little silly, so you probably don't really need to do that. The key is getting to some of these locations, these viewing locations, like the Leo Cronin fish viewing area along Sir Francis Drake. And, you know, from those vantage points, when the water levels are right, and, you know, to go out during a rainstorm or the day or maybe even two after, not the best time because the water could be cloudy depending on how heavy it rained. So a couple of days after a rainstorm would be absolutely ideal to see more of these fish spawn.
Well, that is great. John, thank you very much for your time and just kind of sharing of what's going on right now with our coho salmon.
Well, thank you, guys.
That is John Deloso. He is from the Point Reyes National Seashore.